Friends turn 100 on the same day. Last month, members Ken and Margaret, who both served in the Second World War, celebrated their 100th birthdays on the very same day. In February, D-Day veteran Ken Hobbs and Bletchley Park veteran Margaret Wilson were in the media as they turn 100 years old on the very same day. Ken, who lives at our Brighton Centre, met Margaret when she visited for a holiday. It was on this trip that they found that they were exactly the same age to the day. The pair have remained friends ever since, catching up and always sitting at the same table for dinner during Margaret's subsequent visits to Brighton. Both born on 12th of February 1923, each celebrated their 100th birthdays at parties surrounded by friends and family. Ken's party took place at our Brighton Centre, while Margaret's was at Inspire Youth Arts in Mansfield. In the afternoon, the two friends enjoyed a very special moment where they were connected through a video conference call to wish one another a happy birthday and show off their cards from the King. For Ken, the day was even more special when his granddaughter, Stephanie, gave him the wonderful birthday present of a great-grandson, Sonny. Born at 7:57 p.m. on Sunday, February the 12th, and weighing 10 pounds 7 ounces, Sonny was born 100 years to the day after his great-grandfather. Ken said, "It's absolutely marvellous. Everyone is delighted. We're one big happy family. We're all very close. They'll be bringing the baby up to see me. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so happy to have spent these last few years with Blind Veterans UK in Brighton. I've got a huge family, and it was just amazing to have all my children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren here with me today." Stephanie said, "It's just unbelievable and amazing how it's all turned out. My granddad is the rock of our family, and I'm so proud of him. The fact that Sonny was born on his 100th birthday is the most amazing coincidence and something we will remember forever. It was also a lovely early birthday present for his older brother, Lennon, who turns 5 in a couple of weeks." Over in Mansfield, Margaret was enjoying a celebration of her own. She was surrounded by family, friends and fellow member Simon, who recently supported her in writing her autobiography using equipment we provided. She said, "Who would have thought that we would make it all the way to 100 years old? I've had the best day surrounded by my wonderful family and friends, and it was so nice to have the chance to speak to Ken and share a moment between our families." Ken and Margaret's story proved very popular with the public, not only featuring in several national newspapers, but also bagging a moving segment on BBC Breakfast TV. Huge congratulations to them both.